Chapter 4, The Out-of-Touch President. President Obama is strikingly out of touch with the middle class, a group of Americans he likes to invoke as a political prop, pitting them against the rich, but seems unwilling to get to know. In actuality, Obama's governing coalition is made up of the very rich and those dependent on the government in some way. For the less well-off, Obama promises to spread the wealth around. For America's elite, he offers aggressive secularism, worldly sophistication, and a smug satisfaction that they know best. But for the middle class, he offers only economic incompetence, a foreign policy of apology and retreat that offends against middle-class patriotism, and a not-too-well-hidden contempt for middle-class mores, culture, and aspirations. The first major indication that Obama was out of touch with the middle class occurred in the 2008 primary campaign trail. At a high-dollar fundraiser in San Francisco, Obama tried to explain the trouble he was having winning over voters in middle America by claiming that they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion, or antipathy to people who aren't like them, or anti-immigrant sentiment, or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. It tells us everything we need to know about how out of touch Obama is with the middle class that in the 2008 Democratic nominating campaign, Hillary Clinton was seen as the middle class candidate. At $31 million, Clinton's net worth was more than four times as high as Obama's.